Shane Jones joins us regularly, and a few things to talk about. Another case up there in the north as well, eh, Shane? Thank you for your time. Tēnā koe.
Morena, kia ora tātou katoa.
What can you tell us also about the Taipa occupation, Shane?
A block of land located at the mouth of the Taipa River of long-standing historical significance to the local Ngāti Kahu. Originally land, according to the tribal oral traditions, that was tukud, gifted to a doctor who came in and around the time of the treaty, serving the local settlers, serving the local tangata whenua. And when he moved on, the land never was restored to Ngāti Kahu, and eventually over the process of colonisation, disappeared into a galaxy of different owners. However, 10 to 15 years ago, Ngāti Kahu protested to have the land returned to them as a part of their treaty settlement. Todd's other name, is the current owner, and him and his two sisters are the political meat in the sandwich. They want to get rid of it. At the moment, the title is tainted in the sense that you can't give clear title when you've got about 70 to 100 people coming and going, living on the block of land. So I think that there's a precedent there in terms of ihu mātou for the Crown to land bank it, and Todd can get some money and get on with his life, and Ngāti Kahu can, over time, dedicate that land to some sort of tribally empowering purpose.
Well, let's hope that it happens. Ihu mātou is still unresolved, isn't it?
Ihu mātou will never be resolved. There will never be houses at ihu mātou. But look, the precedent was made. It was something that my leader and I believe should have been used for housing. However, we were electorally sent off the field, and it's now part of the Crown Estate. But look, that's another matter. We don't want these land occupations erupting in the north. We've got two of them, one in Ahipara. The land occupation in Ahipara pertains to a piece of land historically owned by the Catholic Church, and it was sold to a local doctor. Certain resonance in these two stories, isn't there? However, the hapū protesting for the protection of the land at Ahipara need to go on a crash course in history. They're protesting for a block of land that has significance in Rarawa history, but there's a dispute as to the proper name of it, and if you can't even agree on the name of the land you're trying to rescue, then that tells me you'll never be successful. The name is Mori Ngaihe, an ancient Polynesian name that goes back well before the days of Abel Tasman.
Kia ora, Shane. The recovery plan, obviously up your ways, there has been another case in the north, but it doesn't seem to be rampant. What's your take at the moment of where the north sits regarding COVID, and maybe even some thoughts on the big smoke as well?
Look, I've always been in a different space, I think, to Dr. Awiri and even my whanaunga Hone Harawira. I believe that the COVID vaccination process needs to roll out, but we need to open the economy. I've felt that for a very long time now, because the level of threat to well-being, I think, through the collapse of businesses, suicidal tendencies, and a host of other negative impacts on the ability of people to make a living is equally as pernicious as whatever effect COVID might have. So I'm happy that there is Pūtea providing. It's dedicated to increasing the number of jabs. I'm not in favour of any more COVID money being spent for hui and discussions and trying to help people overcome their inhibitions. If you don't want to get vaccinated, fine, own it. But we're going ahead. And if there are some slow coaches left on the side, we always look after our own people, and that'll just carry on.
I see there's a bit of a stand afoot at Waimaa, if I'm, my info serves me correctly, regarding vaccination and regarding access to the marae. Have you been vaccinated or not? If not, don't come.
There was a tangi at Waimaa about 6 weeks or 4 weeks ago, and most of the marae in Hokianga were closed, but the Waimaa marae opened up for a tangi where the mourners came, not exclusively, but substantially from Auckland. There is another marae called Waimamaku, and recently they had a tangi there. And as I understand, it involved quite a vigorous debate as to whether or not the marae should be hosting whānau who refused to get vaccinated. Now, this is a challenge for the openness of the marae, the kawa of the marae. But let's face it, marae are, by and large, governed and run by the local hapū, the local village. And I think it's a very healthy debate in terms of, okay, if you're not vaccinated but you represent a threat to vulnerable people in our community, why should we welcome you? And then the other side is that, well, it's our right to refuse the vaccination, and in refusing it, we're upholding our human rights. You can't deny us our human rights. But at the end of the day, a marae is not private space. It's the space of the community, the hapū. And if there's a preponderance of opinion that for health purposes, people need to go away and get vaccinated, I think you're going to see quite a lot more of those debates erupting in and around the north. But by and large, Hokianga have been closing their marae. But as I understand, that's the debate on the Waimamaku marae, which is not a bad idea. Debate's positive in my view.